الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Every believer is like a farmer. Just as a farmer has a field, and they prepare that field, and then eventually plant in that field to finally produce a harvest. In the same way, every believer has a field. The field is their heart. The heart contains the soil that can cause both love of Allah or the love of the dunya to grow within it. And it's the responsibility of every believer to prepare the soil of their heart in such a way that it becomes conducive to the growth of the love of Allah. Every one of us is planting a tree. We plant that tree in our hearts. Taqwa, the consciousness of Allah, and its opposite, the love of dunya, and the consciousness of every opportunity in the dunya, is situated here in the heart. And that's where the challenge lies. Yesterday, or maybe the day before yesterday, we spoke briefly about some of these topics, so we're just going to build on that today. And yesterday the first day we talked about the fact that the heart is like a field, and the second day we talked about the fact that it can receive two types of seeds. And so yesterday we talked about the paths to the heart, which essentially are the seeds coming into the heart. And today we're going to talk about how the heart can be purified in order to allow for this seed to reach its full potential. The purification of the heart in the sciences of Islam is called tazkiyah. Tazkiyah. And tazkiyah is similar to the word zakah, comes from similar root letters, and we've already had a little conversation about zakah. But essentially, you remember that the dominant notion in the concept of zakah is purification and growth, such that when a person gives zakah, they purify their wealth, allowing for growth. They purify their heart, allowing for growth. So these sort of two dominant meanings arise in the concept of zakah, and they're also similarly present in the concept of tazkiyah. So essentially, what is tazkiyah? Tazkiyah is when a person purifies their heart, and that purification of the heart allows them to plant the seed of the love of Allah, which then grows. Or we can simplistically say, they plant the seed of Islam in their heart, and the seed of Islam grows. So this is tazkiyah. Now, tazkiyah is not my term, it's not the scholar's term that they use to describe this concept. It's actually present in the Quran, in many places. Just as an example, when Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam were building the Kaaba, they made some du'as. They made a du'a for acceptance of the structure that they had built. And then they made du'a for their rituals to be made clear and established. And they also made du'a for a messenger. رَبَّنَا وَبْعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ. Our Lord, send a messenger from amongst them, yatlu alayhim ayatika, who will recite your verses, wa yu'allimuhum al-kitaba wal-hikmah, and will teach them the book and the wisdom. And here the scholars say al-hikmah, or the wisdom, is the sunnah. Wa yuzakkihim, and will do their tazkiyah. So subhanAllah, after constructing the Kaaba, according to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam, they make a dua, they make a series of dua. Those series of du'as are present in the Qur'an, their words are present there. And in those du'as, one of the du'as they do is to make, they make a du'a for a messenger. And who is that messenger? That's the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In fact, just as an aside, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, أَنَا دَعْوَةُ أَبِي إِبْرَاهِيمُ, I am the du'a of my father Ibrahim. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said this. So what is the implication there? I am the du'a of the my father Ibrahim, who made this du'a at what time? At the time of the reconstructing of the Kaaba. So subhanAllah, that du'a was accepted. And these were the missions of the Prophet ﷺ, to recite the ayat, to teach wisdom, to teach the ayat, to teach the book in wisdom, and to do tazkiyah of the companions. Now, the tazkiyah of the companions was the purification of their souls, the purification of their heart. And that tazkiyah prepares the soil of the heart to allow Islam to fully reach its potential. And subhanAllah, that's exactly what occurred. Sahaba became the model of deen because they achieved these three things. They achieved the perfection of receiving the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They received the perfection of the knowledge of the book and the wisdom. And they attained the perfection of purifying themselves. And these three things in concert allowed them to become who they became. And we stand on their foundation. We stand on their foundations today. So this concept of tazkiyah is not like some like far off left field point that we're trying to raise. This is actually the du'a that was made by the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam at the time that he requested the sending of a prophet. And this was the function, core function of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in fact, in another place in the Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the blessing of having sent the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to them, to the companions, then the same exact sequence is related. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about that this we've sent you a messenger who recites ayat, but in this circumstance, وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ comes second instead of third, because in the du'a of Ibrahim and Ismail alayhi salam, it comes third. But in the recollection by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of the sending of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the tazkiyah comes second and the teaching comes third. So anyway, the point still remains. These are the core foundational principles of our matter. So we all, everyone in this room, needs to understand that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to one of the foundational knowledges that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to deliver and to enact in the companions was a purification of the soul. Now that tazkiyah, what it does is it prepares the soil. Like I said, all of us are farmers. We're all trying to plant the love of Allah in our hearts, the kalima la ilaha illallah, and its manifestations of the proper faith in Allah, the branches of faith, the branches of as the acts of worship, and the ultimate expression of all of that would be the character that a person displays, the adab that a person displays, the behavior that they show when they interact with one another. We're all trying to plant that one seed, and we're all trying to grow that one tree. So we're all farmers, but it starts like any good farmer knows. The farmer will never take a valuable seed and put it in the ground until the ground is totally ready. They will never take a valuable seed and put it in the ground until the ground is totally ready. And any good farmer knows that even after the seed is in the ground, they have to constantly weed the soil. Anybody in this room who does any kind of gardening knows that the whole problem with gardening is the soil, is the weeding of the soil. The flowers come beautifully, naturally. You don't have to talk to the flowers and tell them to grow. You have to do the hard work of removing everything from the soil, and you have to actually continuously weed the soil, meaning remove all the weeds, and make sure that the soil is, you know, nourishing, and the plant will grow by itself. You don't have to talk to the plant every day and say, you need to grow, you need to grow. It will grow. if you were to take care of the soil. So the challenge for every believer in this, assuming for a moment that we're farmers all trying to plant the tree of Islam in our hearts, is to keep our soil pure. And once we keep our soil pure, to continuously comb through our soil and weed it and take out everything that could distract from the growth of this beautiful seed that we've been given. Now, with that said, there's layers to cleaning our soil, to what I would say, let's say, preparing the soil. Or we can say it another way. We can say that there are layers to tazkiyah. If a person truly wants to develop the Islam and the experience of Islam, there are layers to tazkiyah. So what's the very first layer of tazkiyah? The very first layer of tazkiyah, or preparation of the soil, is to remove the filth of kufr and shirk. That's the first layer. First layer of tazkiyah. These two things are completely discordant. You cannot plant the seed of Islam in the soil bed of associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and worship of idols. It's not possible. So the very, very first layer of purification that has to occur before this soil can receive that seed is that every single individual who aims to achieve this must first remove shirk from their heart. And that occurs through the primary cleansing mechanism of the shahada. And subhanAllah, what an amazing tool the shahada is for a farmer. Because imagine that you have the most worthless soil on the planet. Imagine there's just some soil that would never be able to grow a thing. It would be worthless to anyone. It's harder than a rock. It has no hope. There's no nutrients in it. And yet, even in the backdrop of that circumstance, the shahada comes, wipes all the soil clean, and makes it able to receive the greatest and most valuable seed that any human can possess, which is Islam and Iman. So subhanAllah, the power of the shahada should never be underestimated. This shahada is exceedingly powerful. It takes people who used to bury their daughters alive. What kind of soil was there? You think that if you ever met such an individual who would bury their daughters alive, who would constantly be at war, who were crass, difficult to deal with, relatively unsophisticated for their time, and you think that you would be able to grow, I mean, this Islam, which eventually becomes this amazing civilization, and this beautiful way which people are following from cultures and places 1400 years later, it would not be possible. These two things were discordant. If you would have seen the history of the circumstance in which the seed of Islam was to be planted, you could never have guessed that it would have grown in this way. You would have never guessed that we would still be sitting under the shade of their trees 1400 years ago. But what allowed it to occur was the power of the shahada and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when a person takes the shahada, the entire soil is complete, all the filth of the soil is wiped away, and they start anew. It just takes the worst soil possible. It takes the worst soil imaginable, no matter what the history of the person is, no matter what their background is, no matter how much filth, how much rust, how much corrosion is in the heart. And if a person truly, sincerely recites the shahada, everything of the past is wiped away, and this soil becomes completely fresh, ready to immediately receive the seed of Islam. There's no even delay. Immediately receive the seed of Islam. So the first layer of tazkiyah is the shahada, and we should understand the power of the shahada, appreciate the beauty of the shahada, appreciate the cleansing nature of the shahada. We should appreciate the blessing of this shahada, and this, of course, becomes the foundational premise upon which the rest of Islam becomes planted. So that's one layer, and in the next couple of days, we'll talk about the rest of the layers over time. So this will be the theme for the next, I think, 3-4 short talks, which is that we have a responsibility. We are farmers. Our soil is our hearts. We've been given the most valuable seed imaginable to man, because it is the seed which actually grows the tree of Islam and exhibits the fruits of the highest ethics, the highest character, the highest consciousness of Allah, the reality of the lack of any permanence in this world and the permanence in the hereafter. So that is the ultimate seed, is the most valuable possession that we have. And we can plant that in our hearts, but we have to make sure that the soil remains, number one, ready to receive it, which occurs with the shahada. And after that, we have to continuously weed out all the things that could preclude the growth of this beautiful seed, which are the next few layers of tazkiyah. And we'll talk about each of those one by one over the next few days, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to appreciate the soil that He has granted each of us. May He allow us to be able to plant Islam in our hearts and allow it to grow its branches of iman and ibadah. And may He make us amongst those who perfect each of the acts of our worship. And may He make us amongst those who are able to express the highest character and the highest dealings with one another. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ